We've got Dean Lester with us to preview the meeting. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Nat.
What do you make of this meeting tonight?
Not a bad meeting. I reckon there's a little bit of value in the program, and it'll be just interesting to see how the track plays, because rather with the 5 metres on Derby Eve, you could certainly run on or be out wider on the track, which is quite unusual with the rail 5 metres at the Valley.
Definitely. All right, let's have a look at the first. You can take out runners 3, 7, 9 and 13. We've got number 1, A Good Yarm with the Tab at 9.50. 5, My Boy Greg at 9.50. Down to 8, Honolulu Lass at 5. $5 for Massapag. Then you're down to Pearl de Vere at 2.25 and Patronus is at $10.
Yeah, she's a promising mare, Pearl de Vere, resuming here, of course, on Debura and second to Divine Quality at Bendigo, and then to further runs were both encouraging. Resumes here. Just needs a little bit of luck from the draw, but I think the one to beat. I'm interested here in number 1, A Good Yarn. Had very little luck on debut, missed the start. When they slackened mid-race, ran straight up the back of them, and then on the line was still going very well, been given time to improve. Resumes here in the blinkers. I think it's a watch runner. 8, Honolulu Lass was competitive last preparation in nearly every run, and likewise will be here, I'd imagine, and My Boy Greg, who's got the race fitness on the board next best. But I think 11's the key runner, and the market's sort of gravitated that way as well. 11, 1, 8 and 5.
11, 1, 8 and 5 in race 1. Look, we go to the second. This is over 3,000, a marathon. You can take out the 1. Now we've got the 2, Sly Romance at 3.90. 3 Great Lane at $4.45 for Weave, $9.50 for Sharon Warrior, down to Zoffany Rose at $4.60 and Grassini at $9.50.
Yeah, I'm quite keen on Zoffany Rose here. I think with 52 on her back, she's going really well. It was a good run to Sherlock Holmes last start, and then he backed up on the Tuesday and ran well in the 2800 on Melbourne Cup Day. I think the 3000's the least of her problems. She looks as though she'll stay all day. I'm going with her, number 7, to beat 5, Weave. Wasn't far away last start in the same race behind Sherlock Holmes. Gets a claim here for Ben Allen. Gets down in the weights a little bit, I think, is the main danger. Sly Romance didn't have the best of runs last start at Flemington. Can certainly improve down in grade here. And 6, Sharon Warrior, who out-toughed them to win at Kyneton 2 starts back, and then last time ran quite well again in a leader-dominated race. I don't think the 3,000's a worry, and drops 5 kilos on that last run. But I think Zoffany Rose will run well there, Nard. 7.5.2.6.
7.5.2.6 in race 2. The third event over 1,000. You can take out number 3. Now we've got number 1, Nature Strip, at $1.75. 4 Banter at 8, $6.50 for Golden Luster. Then you're down to Riverina Romance, who's at $6.
Yeah, he's a good short price favourite. I think Nature Strip, he was very good on debut, winning, beating a subsequent winner. And then he was very good in defeat here last start. Just got the home turn a little bit wrong and under the circumstances ran well. That was an open three-year-old. He's back to benchmark 70 grade here, and I think he'll take care of this field. Number 1 to beat 4, Banter, who did a good job to win at Echuca. Might have been a bit lucky, but to beat Prasado. But Prasado then went to Flemington and won, so that's it's a respectable form line. 9, Smug Satisfaction, has had the little freshen up off 2 runs this time in. I just think it'll get a really cheap run through from the draw, probably follow the favourite into the race and get into the placings. And 6, Camilla Lucinda, off her maiden win last start. But yeah, he's a short price favourite, but one of the best for the night. 1, 4, 9 and 6.
1, 4, 9 and 6 in race 3. We go to the fourth event, and here the scratchings are 12 and 14. We've got number 1, Balancing Act at 7.50. Then you're down to 3.30 for Sprightly Lass. Ponta Roma at 8, El Rada at $7.
Yeah, I think the two well-fancied runners here can get control of the speed, looking at the speed map in Balancing Act and Sprightly Lass. And from there, I think they're very good chances of fighting it out. She's unbeaten to date, Sprightly Lass, in 2 wins in New South Wales. I think the first up win was good, and I think she can probably get the job done again. The danger is at a price. I think Strikingly can run well because she'll be just behind that speed that I've mentioned. She's got a very good record at 1,000 metres, and I think she'll run well. Balancing Act, as I said, back to form last start and can use her speed here to run well. And 9, Pont Roma, resumes. She hasn't raced for a while, but she has trialled up nicely for this and is a winner at Moonee Valley. 8, 2, 1 and 9.
8, 2, 1 and 9. Look, we look at race 5. This is the first leg of the quaddie. You can take out the 13. We've got number 2, Danuki, at $5.50. $6, Invincible Owl. $8.50, Liberty Song. Royalic at 550 and Shapiro is at 550 also.
Yeah, you'd know Shapiro well, and I think that form reads pretty strongly, really. Good run to Cashed last start, and even go back to the run to Bandipur in the Lightning Stakes, wasn't beaten far at all. So very consistent horse, well-placed. I think maps really well here. Shapiro around the each way looks a good each way gamble to me to beat two, and that is Danuki, who ran very well here last start. He does race well at this track. He goes up in the weights, but the short course suits him. Six Invincible L's going to need a lot of luck getting through traffic because he'll be ridden back from barrier one, but he's a real talent, and with the claim here, he gets in okay. An Essence of Terror ran well first up. Stable's going well, and this mare looks to have come up nicely, but I thought Shapiro each way was a good chance. 12-2-6-7.
12-2-6-7. You're racing very well this preparation. We go over to race number 6. You can take it runners 2, 3, 5 and 6. We've got number 4, This Kid Rocks, at 9.50. 8.50 for a Bryneck, Moon Lover at 5, $9 for He's a Moral, 7-year reward at $4.40, Was and Me at 7.50, and Cleopatra's Glory at $8.50.
Yeah, without a doubt, the hardest race of the night. I'm going with Moon Lover, who's in good form. The 1,000 was too short first up, then won well second up. Gets a good run here with the claim for Ethan Brown to beat 11, 7-year reward. He's an interesting runner, 3 starts, 3 wins. I think we'll really appreciate getting up to 1,200 off the good draw here. I think the tempo of a 1,200-metre race will suit well and should just travel for a long way. Active Vela's big odds here first up. He's got a good fresh record now with Archie Alexander. I think can run well. And number 4, This Kid Rocks, whose first up run I thought was even. Fitter for that run, and of course, is a winner here at Moonee Valley. Gets Damien Oliver back aboard, and a very good record at this distance. But a very tough race. 8, 11, 1 and 4.
8, 11, 1 and 4 from Dean in race 6. We go over to the 7th, and he can take out runners 2, 10, 15 and 16. 1, I Am the Dark at 6. 6.50 for Puffin Stuff. 3.50 for Serenade the Stars. And then you're down to Barry the Baptist at $8.50.
And that's where I'm going to go with Barry the Baptist. I was giving him a good chance on Oaks Day, and he just didn't get any luck at all. He was 4 and 5 wide the whole way, and on a fast speed, that took its toll. But I think here from barrier 2, gets a very cheap run. There's a little bit of speed in front of him, but he should be in the first 4 or 5. I think each way represents a bit of value. Number 14, Barry the Baptist, to beat 9, Get the Picture, who actually won this race last year. I think he's trending towards doing similarly here. He's a very good winning chance. His run last start was good, and he's now had the run at 2,040 metres. 6, Serenade the Stars, first run in Australia, yielded a win at Bendigo. Narrow win, but did a good job beating Knowable, who then ran well at Flemington, so that form ties in well. And Transfer Allowance ran very well at a big price here last start, and I think he could probably do that again down a little bit in grade on that run. But I think 14 and 9 are the key runners. No, it's 14, 9, 6, 7.
14, 9, 6 and 7, and a nice value where we can back both of those runners in race number 7. Look, we go over to the 8th race. He can take out runners 8, 11, 13 and 14. We've got number 4, Royal Ace at 6.50, 5, Jolly's Cafe, 4.40. Nimini Pimini at 5.50, Good Therapies at 5.50.
I'm going one double figure odds here, Nards, in number 6, Mr. Churchill. I think this horse has come up well. Both runs in have been good. Comes through the final heat of the Oaks Country Cup Series at Bendigo, which was won by Knight's Watch. Third in that race with another Coldy. They quinellaed the final, and this horse worked through the line well. It was a high pressure race. He ran well. Slightly up in distance, claim for Brandon Stockdale. Gee, I think he's good odds. Number 6, Mr. Churchill, to beat 5, Jolly's Cafe. He'll be up on the speed. I think he'll have a few friends there. It'll be a good speed, but he'll be competitive again. 4, Royal Ace is another one coming through that Bendigo heat, won by Knight's Watch, can be competitive. And another one through that race was as bad as Tyson. It was, if you're on him, it was an ugly watch. He was in behind them and just couldn't get out, and virtually went to the line hard held. He could certainly improve sharply here. But I think Mr. Churchill's great odds, 6, 5, 4 and 3.
6, 5, 4, 3. What's your best roughy quaddy in your play of the night?
He's short, but I think Nature Strip's the best. Race 3, number 1, and then we get some good value in the last with race 8, number 6, and that is Mr. Churchill. The quaddy, first leg, race 5, 2, 3, 6, 7 and 12. Second leg's the load-up leg, 1, 4, 8, 9, 11, 15. Third leg, 6, 9 and 14. And the last leg, 3, 4, 5 and 6. And my play, the running double of the last two races, I like 6, 9 and 14 in race 7 and then just going to 4, 5 and 6 in the last.
Like anything tomorrow?
I'm pretty much with everyone. I like Gallic Chieftain in race 3. I like the trial of Uhud going into its first start in race 1 for Tony McAvoy. Looked to trial well at Morfordville. And Petition, a good chance in the last. You?
Oh, I think it's a really good meeting. I'm keen on Petition. I also give Concealer a good chance. So.